Last night put the heavy on me. Woke up and I'm feeling lonely. This world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up. Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough.
And good Sunday morning, friends, and everybody listening on the iHeartRadio Network. My name is CA. I am your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio as well. Welcome to Sunday morning praise. I hope you're feeling refreshed. I hope that you enjoyed your fireworks, wherever you watched them from, whether you watched them from your home, your balcony. If you were in proximity, hopefully you social distance with your mask. Well, we got some great Christian music along with a couple of Bible devotions. This morning I want to talk about the staff of life. If you go to the book of Psalms, scripture reminds us in Psalms chapter 119 and verse 11, it says, "Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Now, friends, the Bible isn't just the Bible isn't just another great book. It is God's word given by God to tell us about himself. You know, Peter declared, "We do not follow commonly diverse fabens, but for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they moved by the Spirit." You can find that in 2 Peter chapter 1 if you read verses 16 and 21. In fact, Paul stressed all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction is righteous. Also find that in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, there's been many outstanding leaders who have made the Bible their guide. If you take it back, way back, the late Herbert J. Taylor, he was a businessman and a former president of the Rotary International. He had once said that he began each day by reading the Sermon on the Mount out loud. Let the Bible be your foundation. Let it be your staff of life that nurtures your soul. Let it be the sword of the Spirit that cuts away sin. Many years ago, a friend had told me he had heard these words, sin will keep you from God's word, or God's word will keep you from sin, if you think about that. Amen? Amen. Well, there's a song we're going to go ahead and kick off. Another one, another great one. Midnight Cry by Gold City. This whole world's going to come to an end someday. Enjoy Sunday Morning Praise. And good Sunday morning on Sunday Morn Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Again, I'm CA, your Christian on-air personality. Now, I'm going to read another Bible devotion to you on a Sunday morn. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 27, Scripture reminds us that the Son of Man will come in the glory of His Father with His angels. You know, today Christ is hidden from our view, although through the Holy Spirit He lives in our hearts. Today is a day of faith. As Paul writes, we walk by faith, not by sight. Find that in the good book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Only in the future will we see Him as He is. Also find that in the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Friends, Christ's first appearing was quiet, almost unnoticed, a humble manger, simple with the shepherds and an insignificant corner of the Roman Empire. You know, His second appearing will be glorious and universal. He will be accompanied by His angels and will defeat every enemy until He subdues the whole world. That be on earth. He easily, the events of the moment that crowds that are promise of eternity, the present that seems so real, the unseen future seems so illusionary. But in the reality, the moment is true. So don't let the present consume you. Instead, seek those things which are above where Christ is. Find that in the good book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. In the meantime, what should you do? Pray, trust in the Lord, and know He's going to guide you and be patient. It's hard in the norm not to be patient. We're all humans, and we do get impatient. Even I get impatient. But I have to wait upon the Lord. And you know what? Stephen Curtis Chapman also reminds us we need to do what for the sake of the call.
Thank you.
Amen. There we go. Peace Be Still by Hope to Rest. I had heard that yesterday on the road, and I said, you know what? I've got to play that song, friends, on Sunday Morning Praise, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, on iHeartRadio. Well, I've got two more songs that I'm going to play, but I wanted to share something with you, and one of these songs is going to make really a lot of sense. I played it time after time after time. There was a guy yesterday in my travels, and we were talking, and he said, you know what, we just need to take 2020 and we just need to wash it. Well, that's true, we do, don't we? However, have you ever thought, despite what we're going through, despite losing people that we love or people that y'all have maybe loved even through this year with the pandemic, one thing about it, God still reigns, and he's got us. And he's going to get a vaccine for us, and I don't know when, but he is. But this gentleman was telling me, he said, you know, we just need to wash out our year, and maybe 2021 to be better. You never know what God has, but one thing about it, God has not finished your story, and Taryn Wells reminds us of that.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Michael W. Smith. Wonderful song, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Here on Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Well, friends, I'm getting ready here in just a minute to cut off the lights here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Couple of reminders. If you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, praise reports, give me your name, give me your state, give me an unknown, I don't care. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That line is for you. Yes, you can text. I have people say, can you really text on the line? Yes, you can. And I'm here to pray for you because I'm a very strong prayer warrior in Christ. Okay, and I got prayer partners all across the world that would love to pray for you too as well. Also, if you don't want to do that and do the old-fashioned way, you can always email me. And the email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, mornings ending in the last S at morningsbrew, that is, at morningsbrew@gmail.com. Second cup of coffee. But as I get ready to saddle up and turn off again the lights here at Faith Studio 1, I want to say a prayer with you guys. Hope you all recover okay. Hope you're safe. Be sure to social distance. Wear your mask, please. It's mandated, of course, in the state of Texas. As the counts just keep going up, we're going to give it all to God. Let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for a Sunday. We're refreshed. We got blessed. We got some touching Christian music along with Bible devotion that just really touched hearts. Father God, I just pray you be with us in our situation today. You be with the ones that are sick. May you touch and may you heal them. Father, we continue to pray for a vaccine on COVID-19. We know that you've got it. We know that you know when it's going to happen. And God, we just put it all in your hands. We love you, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends, remember the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E. What? Exclamation point. Dot. Talk to you all later this week. Have a great and blessed Sunday. Bye for now.